This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today. You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV. Welcome to another great episode of Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Billy Carson. Today I have an amazing guest. Her name is Courtney Canesides. Courtney is an internationally renowned evidential medium, spiritual advisor, energetic artist, speaker, and published author. She is gifted with a unique form of synesthesia, and Courtney combines her mediumship skills to connect her with clients on topics of life, love, work, and healing. This is amazing, guys, because I actually have synesthesia, and I didn't know this until I actually had the interview with Courtney Canesides. I knew I had synesthesia, but I didn't know that she had it. And so we really share something uniquely in common. So without further ado, welcome Courtney Canesides. All right, everyone, without further ado, here is Courtney Canesides. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hi, Billy. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to be able to connect with you and do a session for you.
Yes, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this. I've heard about it. I've heard about your special talents, and I'm really looking forward. You know, I had another gentleman on the show. His name was King Simon, and he talked about numbers, and he was talking about the spiritual connection between numbers and people and how numbers can read people. And he gave me some pretty incredible readings, and I was like, my brain was kind of blown because it was so spot on. And so I've never sat with a psychic and talked with a psychic. I've only talked with a couple of people that were into numerology, never really with a psychic person. So it's going to be pretty interesting. And I'm curious to see some of your insights and takes on, you know, on me, I guess, or you know, whatever else you can pick up energetically about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting. That actually really, it shocks me in a way. And it doesn't, I guess, that you haven't sat with somebody who's a psychic, and I'm a psychic medium. And so you've never sat with a medium either?
No, I've never sat with a medium, just people that were very adept on numerology.
Okay. Well, and I love numerology. Numbers, to me, you know, those numbers connect us all. It's all that quantum physics world and all of that. So I really love that. So I'm going to have to check your numerology guy out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's phenomenal. He's really amazing. A lot of big name people utilize him. They contact him. They call on him before they make big decisions and so forth. And what I like about him is that he injects a lot of positivity. He shows you the negative side, the negative way things can go. But he also shows you if you make these specific decisions, then you can go down this path and you can head down the road of prosperity and, you know, and perseverance. So he gives people both sides of the coin. But then he walks them through consciously what they need to do to make change in their life.
That is I will tell you that that is almost the way that I describe my work. And so what I feel like I do is with this work, and I paint during a session too. So I'm a psychic medium and an energetic artist. And so anybody who has a session with me goes home or the painting is shipped to them if it's a virtual session. And because I feel so much that I feel in color. But what I, you know, there's free will and free choice. And I believe that we can show somebody maybe the blueprint or the mapping of the energy around them. And then it's up to them to get to make those choices. And that is the way you just described, you know, what he does is really the way that I say that I do mine is I show them that this is this. If you choose these things, this is where I see it going. But if you choose X, Y, or Z, this is the other place that you can go. I feel some paths might be harder or more treacherous than another, but they're still worthwhile. And typically I find that they're all going still towards the same something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
People get stuck along the way, but they're all on a soul level trying to get to the same spot. So,
amazing. Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. So, when did you first notice that you had this particular gift or talent?
Really good question. So, I, as a child, remember there were just certain things that I remembered waking up and hearing a song and immediately knowing the word, having, you know, I'll call them visits or connections with other beings. Now I would call them, then I would probably say ghosts or something like that as a child. I was raised Southern Baptist. And so I never thought that this was really something that was first of all legit or, you know, a real. And so I was a skeptic and really was and still tried to. I love science. I love proof. I like logic. Fact. And I find that that's why many of my clients like me is because I'm not so far woo-woo that it's not comprehensible.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And so as a child, lots of different things like that. I could feel somebody's emotions, that empathic ability. I would know things without knowing how I knew them. I would have dreams and premonitions, and I would just write them down in a journal, which I used to call the I'm Not Crazy book, because I was like, this is crazy. This stuff is nuts. And so I would tell my sisters, but I would tell nobody else because this was nuts. And it wasn't until my mom passed away. I was 15 and she came to me in a dream about 7 days later. And she said, hey, I said, hey, she said, I'm okay. I love you. And she rose up her arms and I gave her a hug or she gave me a hug. And I woke up in that void, that emptiness, you know, when we lose somebody really close to us. Filled, and I never had that feeling again. But every person from my life since then has come to me in a dream like that. Now, because long answer for you, because I lived in the town or city I lived in, and I knew of many of these people who had either passed from a dramatic car accident or had cancer and was already sick. I, when they came to me, thought that my brain was just automatically processing the passing. And so I would write these things down and date them because I knew that there was something else to this. There was something, there was more of a depth here. And it wasn't until I moved away to Phoenix, Arizona, and the dreams were still happening, yet I hadn't heard of these people passing. So the drama around the passing or whatever. And so I am a skeptic. I like proof. I like fact. And so it took me a long time to finally be like, okay, you can't make this stuff up for sure. But the psychic stuff was always very easy for me. It kind of just felt, you know, when you meet people, you have an immediate knowing, not a judgment, but an immediate, like I feel at home with this person or I do not. So while I don't always jump into that to ask questions unless I have permission, I already have a sense of who they are. It's just very interesting.
Wow. That's amazing. That's incredible. That really is incredible. And kind of started doing your own thought experiments really then.
100%. And I, you know, I think therapy is wonderful. I think healing and healing in multidimensional ways is really, really important. And so I feel like when we are intuitive, to me, intuitive is just a nice word for psychic. Yeah. I think many of us were afraid of that word for so long. But I believe that if we do write all of these things down as a child, as a young one, we will all really realize that, wow, this is just another sense.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense because when we're young, it's like we're more, I guess, aware of the multidimensional nature of ourselves.
Yes.
And maybe that's why babies are always smiling and looking into space and laughing at things that appear to not be there. Or either when they're just sitting there, they just start laughing. They seem to look around and see things that we just can't see and things like that. So it's like as we get older, the programming and the institutionalized teaching sets in and just starts to rip us apart or tear us away from that spiritual connection.
There was a moment, and I remember sitting, and I love the way I was raised. I love the, you know, the hymns and all of those things. And I, you know, if I was anything today, probably more of a Buddhist is what you would probably call me. But I would say I'm a spiritualist, and I believe that all doors pretty much lead to the same light, if you will, God, whatever somebody is comfortable with. But I remember sitting there like the second or third grade and at church in the pew, and John Chenault, the preacher, was preaching and telling, bow your heads, and, you know, it's just almost feeling judged and ashamed and all of those things. And I remember that immediate thought of feeling this light. It sounds so dramatic, but just felt this light and this peace come upon me and just smile. And I remember raising my head up and feeling, my God doesn't want me to feel, and my God is empowering me, and my God is loving and happy, and wherever that is. And I just remember this an amazing moment.
Wow.
Where, and maybe nobody else felt that, but I remember then, again, second, third grade, feeling this overwhelming knowing that mine was something different and much more uplifting than what I was hearing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, then I think something changed.
Wow. Amazing. That's interesting. So how do you, you know, I'm really, like I said, it's unbelievable to a lot of people probably, but I've never really sat with a psychic person, not because I was avoiding them. It just actually never happened. You know, I mean, at least knowingly, I could have been talking to someone or meeting with somebody or interact with somebody that was, but never said, oh, I'm going to go book a session. I just never came across my mind to actually do it. But how would you like walk into or step somebody into a reading, or what's the technique, or what are you looking for? How do you start the process?
Well, I'll tell you that. And then we probably should just start the process and connect and maybe start your session really. For me, when we start a session, or typically, I don't always know the person who's booking. They're either booking online or whatever. And, people will say, well, what does it consist of? Or, you know, what's the process? And my honest answer is, I mean, we show up and we see what comes through. It's just that casual.
Wow.
I would love to say I've been meditating for 2 hours before your session. And it's just real life. It's not always like that. However, we stop, we meet at the same moment. We take a breath in. Big exhale out. We call in our guides and angels, and I feel like mine are backing me. I'm connecting with mine, and yours are coming forward for you, and I'm connecting with yours. And within that energy, what comes through comes through, and that can look many different ways. That can look, yes, psychic information from love, business, relationships, life, and that also can be loved ones on the other side. You said something about the numerologist helping people in business and making choices and decisions. I have many clients that are, you know, entrepreneurs or business owners or head of an FBI place. And I mean, there's all kinds of people that use this service. I think people would be shocked. I have more therapists, psychologists, doctors, attorneys that refer to me all day long, which I value because they come to me as a client, but then they also refer their people to me, which is always just warms my heart. So I will say that when I do a session, it's always a reminder. I've had a lot of loss in my life. just like many of us, but it is always a reminder that, oh my goodness, this world is so in depth, and there are so many beautiful connections that we really don't know much about. And I always say, the more we know, the more we know nothing. I'm a believer that this, even our psychic gifts, are connecting with our own energy, which is the work that you do, Billy, which I'm so excited to be, you know, even with you today. But that work should be taught. I have a 6-year-old now. It should be taught in first grade and kindergarten and school and all of those things. To me, it's just as important as health and science, part of science to me.
Yeah, for sure. I think just looking back at my research on ancient civilizations, I'm talking about deep antiquity, not the ones in the mainstream books. It seems as if our ancestors, who are really like our cousins, because we are probably a more genetically modified version of Homo sapien, but it seems as if they had many more abilities and extrasensory perceptions, a stronger spiritual antenna, so to speak, than we have today. And it could be that people like yourself and others still have a remnant of that stronger sense, that extra sense, which used to be just standard. Everybody used to have it. Now it's like it was like for survival. But now in this era, people like yourself and others seem to have just this little, what I would consider to be extra, but maybe in antiquity, deep antiquity, was probably the norm.
I believe it is the norm. And I believe that we all have this gift and ability. And even I'm telling you that, and I still say it to so many new clients, and typically not to pick on you men, but the my male clients are always like, I'm such a skeptic. I'm not really into this. And, or I'm being brought in from a wife or a girlfriend or something. And what happens is those, my dudes are almost don't want the girls to have sessions unless they get to have a session too, or they come in because they realize that, okay, holy moly, there's some validity to the information that comes through.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, but in my work, I never want somebody to feel like they have to come to me for the answers always. It's fun to get your energy kind of thrown back at you, I think, or to have it mirrored back to you. But to me, a good session really should be telling you what you already know to be true. Your gut should really resonate with what you're hearing. And there are some things that come through where people are like, I don't know, real quick. I'm real comfortable with putting a question mark there and saying there's a date right there at the top of that page. You figure out and we'll see how it happens. And those are the fun things that do end up coming through. So,
okay. Wow. Phenomenal. Okay, great. You got me excited now. I'm excited for this. I know men typically operate on more logic. And women tend to operate on more emotion. So I can see how more men would probably initially be like skeptical because logically, the way that we've been programmed and institutionalized, we don't, you know, we're basing it on basic science facts, not anything that would be the real true nature of reality, which is what I think psychics have a better understanding of. So yeah, I'm excited. Let's do it.
Well, let's do it. I will say I'm also an Aquarius. And so I will say this, I think most people are, well, unless I've experienced it full of it until you prove me otherwise. And so I always assume most of my clients come to me with that same energy. And I think that's why my male clients, after they're like, oh, okay. I see that it's, again, not so far woo-woo that it's not, you know, something they can digest. So let's go ahead and let's connect, Billy. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. Here's exhale out. Let's call on the guides and angels. So guides and angels on our right, guides and angels on our left, guides and angels in front, guides and angels in back to balance and harmonize our session. Leave us in the light and allow nothing but the highest, the truest, or the best to manifest upon us now. Okay, Billy.
Okay.
Let's see here. So you're going to see me looking down a little bit because I am going to be writing some things down. So your guides are and angels, I almost want to go directly into business and I want to go into relationship, but it does feel like your guides are almost wanting me to go into more personal, like family stuff. Okay. So we're doing this live here, guys. So this is live. So we're going to roll with it. So it's interesting. They say sister. So do you have a sister, Billy?
Yeah, I do. I have a sister.
do you take care of her? Do you really watch over her?
I used to take care of her a lot. I used to watch over her when I was, we were younger. I was basically, I was the oldest. I was like the father figure in the house. I even had to walk her down the aisle at her wedding.
Watch my hand. So in my sessions, even the hand movements mean something. And so while we're talking, I'm in my head saying, okay, well, I'm noticing this. What does that mean? Yeah. So they're saying together, but then down the road. So somewhere there's a separation within that partnership. And it does feel like there needs to be communication between you or her and their partner or partnership that they're in. So it just feels like, I almost feel like that's being pointed through by like grandmother energy. It feels like maternal energy on the other side coming through for you. So was your mom hasn't passed.
Yeah, my mom has passed. Yeah, she did.
So, okay. There's a maternal energy on the other side talking about this connection with your sister. I almost want to remove from mother and say it's your grandmother. As I say that, I want to stop and take a breath in and exhale it out. So when you see me breathe in your session, or if anybody else is watching that and you have energy that rises in your chest, breathe with me. It helps us move the energy through. Okay. Was your grandmother in your household?
She was initially. We used to live in her house with her in New York. We lived in the attic.
Okay. See, your grandmother wants to almost overstep your mother's control. Okay. And she wants to be communicating on her behalf. It just feels as though the maternal women in your family is coming through and saying that your sister might need you right now. Okay. And need that extra communication with you. Now with that hand movement, there might've been some beautiful boundaries set up. I have three sisters myself. I get it. And so there might be some beautiful boundaries set up. Even if you cannot make connection, I'm going to stop and take a breath as I say it. You in your meditation, you in your prayer, you're in your silent time, whatever that is and looks like for you. If you can receive light and send that energy to her, it just feels like it's needed. And again, if those beautiful boundaries that have been in place, don't change anything. Just send light there and maybe even send your mother's energy and your grandmother's energy her direction. Was your mom not able to speak towards the end of her life?
Yeah, she couldn't speak. She ended up dying from Lou Gehrig's disease.
My mother died from Lou Gehrig's disease. I just put chills down my leg. Okay, your mom's showing me the non-communication there. As I just said that, she just came and held my hand, which is very loving. It makes me want to tear up. That's not mine. That's yours. She's holding your hand. I'm telling her thank you for that. Because in that also feels like I got my own communication with her from my own life. Feel her, know that she's around you. This is the thing, Billy, you're intuitive, you're psychic. You share the work that you do and you connect with other people, which is why you also have to have almost this beautiful bubble or a shield around you. Your mom says your heart has always been kind. I want you to hear me one more time. And I'm going to take a breath. She said, your heart has always been kind. She couldn't always protect you when you were little. And for that, she wants to come through and almost protect you now. Makes sense?
That would be true.
That to me, and I put my arms up like this, there's a protection energy there. Your grandmother comes through and just wants to hold you. So grandma wants to step in. Do you have any questions with that?
No, you know, I mean, it sounds, you know, pretty amazing. I mean, I really do need to reconnect with my sister right now. Our grandmother, she just passed away 3 days ago.
Your grandmother?
Yeah. Okay. She just passed away. And so my sister was the last to know, and it hurt her a little bit, you know, and she lives in Germany, so she's far away. So it's hard for me to communicate with her.
That's what
you know, so it takes a lot more effort now.
I'm going to take a breath in. Listen, as long as our people know our intentions, your sister knows you. And as long as you're speaking from your truth, and none of us are perfect. I mean, we can know our intentions and know that we want to love. Your mom is saying there's communication that's needed. Yeah. That now I also understand why your grandmother is wanting to supersede your mom, mm-hmm. Because she just passed. So it's like, she's wanting to like, wait, nope, I want to talk. Yeah. Right. Feel her, the fact that she passed 3 days ago, yeah. And is already in coming through in this way too. Again, I thought your session was going to be more so business and relationships, yeah. and all those things. And we're going to get there in a second. Yeah. It feels very important for you to feel your motherly connection, your grandmother, that maternal bond and connection with those women on the other side. Yeah. And so I typically don't connect with a soul unless it's been past that 7 day mark. You heard me earlier say mm-hmm. that's when, to me, it feels like it takes sometimes that long for them to feel at ease where they are. But your grandmother says she was ready. So mm-hmm. this had been some time coming and she was ready. Do you understand mm-hmm. that?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It feels like there was dementia or like Alzheimer's or something, some sort of forgetfulness within her. Do you understand that?
Yeah. She had dementia. She started developing dementia after she got hit on the head a few years ago. And she died at 98, so she was ready to go. Yeah, I told her my last goodbyes about a month and a half ago.
She says she was ready. I just got chills down my right leg. Mm. When you think of her, when she passes your mind, stop. Take a full count, four breath in, four count pause in your mind. Say, Grandma, I love you. I love you. I love you. I know you're with me. And then four count exhale out. That is your grandmother. She is within your breath. She is within it all. And when you take a moment to feel her, your mother, your anybody on the other side, it doesn't matter how long they've been gone. When you take that time, you're learning to communicate with them. You're learning the new language in which you guys will be speaking with each other. And they're here. It's you no longer have to pick up a phone or have to go visit somebody. You literally can. They're there. And to me, call it God, call it spirit, call it science. It's all the same to me. Mm. Energy. Yeah. Okay. Feel them. Let's switch corners real quick or switch to the other side. That Billy, you do have a lot of, again, your mom was saying he's kind. He's got such a kind heart, a kind soul. You, this next year, this time right now, it's really about creating boundaries with the things that do not serve you. Okay. Mm. Most everybody around you is going to probably be doing the same thing, which is why your word has to be crystal clear with every person you come in contact with. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Because just like I'm saying, you know, we all have gifts and abilities. Yeah. All of our senses are heightening. That means our intuitive abilities, our psychic abilities, all of it. And we can feel in a vibrational way, you get this, what feels like truth and what feels like it doesn't feel truthful. Okay.
Yeah.
You connecting equally to that masculine and feminine energy within you is making you right now a force to be reckoned with. Okay. Mm. Now, most dudes are not going to be like, I don't want to connect to the feminine within me. But when you do that, you're embracing the full power around you. And I see this vortex of connection raising your energy. Okay. Mm. I keep hearing balance. Are you doing some sort of frequency work with balance?
Yeah, I am. I've been working on different, hertz frequencies for my meditation tracks and trying to find different frequencies that can get people into different states of consciousness.
Okay. Yeah. This work, you understand. And so do you do this on video?
I have video. Yes. I've been doing some meditation talks, but I've been working on creating some new tracks. I've got four that I put out one actually this morning at 6 a.m. actually, a different frequency meditation track this morning, which I did live on video.
Okay. I'm painting for you now, by the way, which is why you're going to see me look down a bit. This knowledge that you're putting out, let's see here. What they're saying is you put a lot of knowledge out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Your message feels to me now that it's going to be more of a heightened sense or heightened frequency in this. Not that you haven't always been kind. Of course you've been kind. Yeah. Not that you haven't always been heartfelt. Of course you've been heartfelt. But it's getting into more of a vulnerable stage energetically because it feels more real.
Yeah.
More authentic. And it's always been authentic. It's always been real. But it is becoming transparent. That's the way it feels. When I hear that, I want to go in terms of relationship. It does feel like you're now ready for something that feels like there's no holds barred. Is that the term? No holds barred. No.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be a good term.
It feels like we must be able to work through it all, speak about it all, communicate about it all, And also knowing to trust that the other person has. I just heard your back. It's very interesting. Your grandmother feels like a very loyal person. You're looking for the kind of loyalty that comes in the way that you had it when you were younger. Okay. Or when I say that, it came from very few when you were younger. Okay. So this loyalty lesson is coming through right now as such a good and such a huge realization that it must be owned now, right now. Are you careful with friends, Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, very. The few that I have, I don't have that many.
Well, you probably have tons of colleagues.
Yeah, lots of colleagues, lots of people I date with. Yeah.
And you love them and they're your friends and they're all. Right. But this spiritual work, this frequency, I'll say frequency work that you put out there can feel very exhausting and trying at times.
Yeah.
You understand that this is your. I want to smile because it does sound just so cheesy, right? When you say this is your calling, this is your path, this is the reason why you're here on earth. But you do know that this is part of that energy as to why you are here. You are here to help others connect, not with themselves here, but with themselves. It's almost like their future selves. So you were talking about your ancestors, your cousins, right? From the back, from the back, past. You're trying to also help people connect to them, their future selves and other realms. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Question. Do you have a question about any of this?
No, not as of yet. It's pretty interesting though. I say that much. This is pretty interesting.
It's it's interesting. This I want to use the word Enda, and then I'll show you this painting in just a second. Your being has not always been understood.
That's true.
And you have definitely been somebody who has been a forward thinker, a almost, you know, sometimes when we are connected to this awareness, we feel almost isolated because not everybody can digest it all, like the all Billy Carson, okay? So some people might have gotten different compartmentalized parts of you. As I say that, I want to take a breath in, exhale it out. Anybody within your inner circle now has to be able to understand it all. And that means you not, there not being anything hidden. Not, and you haven't forcefully tried to hide anything in the past, but they have to be able to understand, take, absorb your realness and authenticity. Okay. And be able to incorporate them. This is the thing that's really hard. And I'm going back into relationships is that person must match your growth. Make sense? It doesn't mean that one might be an older soul than the other. Sure, those things, that happens.
Yeah.
But we have to be able to understand that we can both match and resonate at the same frequency while choosing to progress, period.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have that, right? You see my hands. You have that partnership there now. Yeah. That is always a choice. Mm-hmm. And when somebody is putting good energy in, we will always rise together. Okay. Yeah. I hear some things in business falling to the wayside. Mm-hmm. It feels like there are two things that are getting snipped and mm-hmm. out. It feels like two separate sections. Mm-hmm. That feels like either on the network or any of the projects that you're doing, it feels like there's two specific things that are going to be getting cut out. Mm-hmm. Okay. It feels like topics. So two mm-hmm. topics or two things that you're maybe done with, that you've mm-hmm. you've done everything that you possibly can.
Yeah.
This other, we'll call it the network, right? Mm-hmm. Does feel like it has, I want to say, legs to move through into so many different arenas that I want to say it's planetary. It sounds so ridiculous, especially because of the work that you do. Because of your ability to create content and get things out there, mm-hmm. you're not just helping. I know you live in Florida. You're not just helping Florida. You're not just helping, you know, California or this place or that place. You're helping on a planetary scale, especially with you putting out those meditations, the frequency meditations, you're helping emit a frequency to mm-hmm. not just the planet, to the ethers. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I keep hearing that you will continue to have naysayers. Mm. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You understand. I want you to do this, and I want you to take a breath with me. Big exhale out. You must remember that, almost coming back to that truth of who you are, the little boy within Billy Carson, mm-hmm. is that he has that kind heart.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your mother resonating with you. That's your grandmother resonating with you, coming mm-hmm. back, reminding you of that energy. Mm-hmm. You ground yourself there. Yeah. Okay. There is, let me see here. So have you seen auras in your lifetime?
Yeah.
You've seen color to me.
Yeah. Well, I have synesthesia, so all sounds generate colors and numbers in my eyes.
I have synesthesia.
And I picked up on that when you said you're seeing colors.
I feel so much that I see in color. That's how it feels. Yes.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that just excited me. Your guides are telling me that you also see like auras, colors. So that synesthesia, that mm-hmm. excites me. There's a lot of likeness here, Billy, which is really interesting to me. So my father's name was also Billy. So I'm like, of course, I love your name.
Yeah.
I'll show you your painting, that blue. Do you see this? So you will find in my, and I finger paint, by the way, in my work, mm-hmm. You will often see this head symbol. Mm-hmm. And that is the energy.
Mm-hmm.
When I see an individual, that's kind of what pops out and then fades away, if you will. That blue behind you is the knowledge that is blue. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is your emotional self as well. You're awakening into that heart chakra, that heart energy.
Mm-hmm.
That green is that heart energy.
Okay. Yeah.
Now listen, it's what I notice. I'm going to put you, try to hold it and not drop it. Uh-huh. You see this kind of a lot of green here and then on the side over here.
Uh-huh.
Things can become staticky for you. Mm-hmm. You're when there's a lot of high noise or a lot of background noise, does it overwhelm you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why I wear sunglasses all the time.
We take a breath. It's overwhelming. People who receive a lot of information, you're not receiving the words that are said or the words that are spoken. You're getting energy.
Yeah.
Like we just said, in color, in mm-hmm. frequency, and energy. And so people might think the glasses are for a vibe. And while it's a cool vibe, it is a protector, if you will.
Yeah.
Of energy.
Yeah.
So I'm an introvert typically. If I'm speaking or working, one might not think so because I can get very excited about the work that I do.
Yeah.
But on the everyday front, I breathe a lot. I have very smart boundaries with the world around me. Mm-hmm. And that is how I can almost be at one with it all. Makes sense? Mm-hmm. How so overwhelming for me. You're the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any background noise, and there's like loud restaurants, I love them, but they tend to almost freak me out.
They destroy me. Oh.
And when you're in one and somebody's trying to talk to you, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm clenching my fist. I'm paying attention to them. I've got a poker face on. I'm clenching my fist. I'm tapping on my legs. People have no idea. It's hard.
Okay. So look at this painting again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see like all of that behind you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you're a beacon for the energy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there's a sensitivity there. Now what I want to do, and now I'm going to put that around you as like a protector. And so you see the way that painting looked then. So now we're going to put almost this, this yellow, almost let's call it a shield. And I want to take a breath as I say it, as an exhale to protect your energy.
Okay.
Because it's too much sometimes to feel everybody's everything.
Yeah.
And while you've done extensive work, you have the ability to do this. So when we're tired or we're not taking care of ourselves, which you do a phenomenal job at the self-care and doing all of those things, that is necessary for you. Okay. Yeah. And so what I'm doing is kind of easing that around and protecting you in your own light, protecting you, your guides and angels, like protecting you and almost surrounding you in that bubble so that you can, just breathe easier. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it as far as even the work you do. Think of how many videos do you think that you've done, like interviews?
Yes, a lot. Well over 3,000.
Okay.
Yeah, well. And
also, you be like a podcast guest, or you've got a lot of content out there. So think of, I was just talking about this with somebody else that we both know last week, but think about energetically how much energy you are exuding when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Because somebody is connecting to your energy, Billy. They are, you know, oh, I like this. Even if when it's good, it can be overwhelming or a lot.
Right.
So if you find that you're not taking care of yourself, you're going to wake up not rested. You're going to wake up feeling exhausted, even when you've had 10 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. It's not going to feel as though you're getting much rest because your people constantly are tied to you. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So you making sure that you clear that space, the glasses help you with that. Okay.
Yeah.
The glasses help you protect your energy. Mm-hmm. And so here you're painting just the next phase, okay?
Yeah.
That yellow is protecting you, your shield, all of that, okay? In a really beautiful way. Your guides keep talking about premonitions. You've had premonitions.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, it's been interesting. And then, you know, but there's not a lot of people you can share this information with, so you just really keep it all to yourself.
Especially when you weren't either raised or you're a scientific, logical person.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. We are taught that this is so completely nuts or crazy or a mental health issue rather than a true something, a true science.
Yeah.
You know, the government, you know this, uses people like myself, uses people like you who are out in the open with it too, and doing lots of different governmental things or governmental projects. This is something we all have the ability to do. It does feel, Billy, I will say that yours is also heightening. And so when you find people like myself, even your numerology person, when you were hearing him describe things, you were finding yourself like, well, yeah, that's just like me. Or yeah, I can do that too. Or you notice different things that are the same. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
it's because your energy, even though you do have so much wisdom to give, mm-hmm. People are learning from you daily. We yeah. never quit learning ourselves. So right. just because we are the expert per se in this subject or that subject, we are still intensifying our own gifts and abilities as we move. Makes right. sense.
Yeah.
Your grandmother, I just want to come back to your grandma real quick. She mm-hmm. keeps referencing, wanting to cook again or wanting mm-hmm. to, have everybody at the home again. It had been a long time. It feels like the family dispersed. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's exactly what happened. She used to cook all the time. We had people coming from all over the world would come and food was there from morning till night, cooking nonstop. And then at some particular point, everybody just spread out
across the country,
all over the world. And it came to a very abrupt end years and years ago. And then she stopped cooking when she started getting a little bit of arthritis. And then she probably hasn't cooked in 20 years.
She's cooking. I want you to know she's cooking.
Nice.
I just got chills down my leg. So when we're also talking about something too, Billy, and I feel like you already trust this, you know this, but I want to reiterate this for you. When you're talking about her or anybody you love on the other mm-hmm. side,
yeah.
and you receive a body change. So what I mean by that is this has happened a couple of times. I referenced it before, but I don't mean like a chill necessarily all over. And while that does happen, you might notice for me, sometimes it's right leg down or elbow down on one arm. Mm-hmm. When you get those things, I want you in your head. Nobody in the world has to know what you're doing.
Right.
Like if you're at the grocery, moving the grocery cart and you think of your somebody and you get a chill, I want you to stop, do the same thing, four count breath in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Grandma. I love you. I know you're with me.
Mm-hmm.
Exhale it out and yeah. you feel her and you be excited about the connection, not right. just a reminder that they're gone, but be excited about what you're building and the communication you're building today.
Right.
I just got that. She tells me she is slowly starting to come to everybody. It might take a few days. I don't know that you've dreamt of her just yet, but she tells me she's slowly going to be showing up in everybody's lives. Wow. Have you had a dream of her just yet?
Not yet. No.
It doesn't feel like that has happened. She says just yet. Yeah. So this is, if I were you, this is what I would be like. I would be like, whatever, Courtney, whatever, dude. And I would write, you know, or you've got it here on video. It is today's date, whatever day it is at, yeah. you know, whatever time it is. Mm-hmm. And she is saying that she's going to be showing up, but it feels like she shows up in a very healthy way to you. Yeah. She shows you herself cooking, or you walk in and you smell her food. Mm-hmm. So you might be connecting with her in that way too, where if you walk into your own home and somebody has been cooking or whatever, and you get an overwhelming sense of, and it might not even be what is on the stove, but you get the smell of grandma's something. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
In your mind. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I know you're with me. Yeah. What I love to do is teach other people how to connect with their own loved ones on their own. Mm. Sure. Have a session.
Yeah.
Whenever you want, but I would not be doing my job if I were only saying you had to go through me to connect with them.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Any other questions?
No, this is amazing.
I hope you liked it.
Yeah, I do. This is great. This is phenomenal.
They're always fun. This is the thing that I love is that you never really know what is going to come through.
Yeah.
And this I've been doing for about 15 years now, and like 12 years full time, maybe even 13 years full time now at this point.
Wow.
But I get to say that I connect with other people and I get to finger paint for a living. I don't know what could be more fun than that.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing better than living in your passion. There's nothing better than that.
Do what you love and you work, never work a day in your life. It's one of my favorite mottos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's really amazing, and it was so relaxing for me. It actually made me more relaxed.
Mm.
It made me more settled. So I can see how people would seek out this type of assistance because it takes away a little bit of anxiety, takes away a little bit of edge. It also brings back some great memories, some great positive memories and thoughts. And it's like, wow, okay, this is really good. And it just made me, you know, it made me feel better. And it also gave me some checkpoints in my mind to, you know, to go and do. So it's pretty cool. Right. That was great.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's really interesting. I will say that, you know, you, Billy, like me, are a very personally a private person.
Yeah.
And for me to do a session in reverse, like what we just did here, there would be information coming through, but there is still in-depth information. So we'll do a private session too. Okay. There's still more to be shared. Right. What I do love about the way that I connect is your guides and angels. If there's an audience, we'll say, or if we're in like a group session, because I do lots of groups you know, your guides will only share and go up and maybe a tad past that and what you're really comfortable with. Okay. Mm, yeah. So I have a sister who I love dearly, who's always like, oh no, I don't want you in all this stuff that I don't really know. And I'm like, first of all, your guides and angels would never share those things with somebody. Those are your people looking out for you.
Yeah.
And so there's no power that somebody would have over another individual in sessions like this. That's how I feel. Mm. And so we're all very loved and protected. A very common thing that I hear from most clients is, I just feel lighter. I feel so much lighter. And lighter is the word that I've heard more consistently through the years than anything. Wow. I love that. Wow. If that's the work that this does and helps other people kind of connect to, then I think it's great work.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. This was great. This time flew by. It's almost like time stopped just for this. And now it's, you know, it's coming to the end. But I have an amazing announcement, by the way, and this really even helped to convince me even more that we're going to be bringing Courtney Kang Sides to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast Network. And this is my first time really interacting with you and seeing your face and talking back and forth. This was a raw session, really.
It was.
Yeah. And I'm really thoroughly impressed. And I'm looking forward to bringing you onto the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast Network. Can you tell people what the name of your show would be?
I'm so excited. It's Cosmically Connected with Courtney Kang Sides. And I am so thrilled. I can't wait to be part of the Forbidden Knowledge Network and be here with you and with Liz. I am so excited and cannot wait to connect with everybody else out there.
It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great. And right now, how can people find you for your work right now? How can they look you up?
Right now, the website is CourtneyKaneSides.com, and that's CourtneyKaneSides.com. And on Instagram, Courtney Kane Sides Medium, and Facebook, it's under the same name. So we're under all of those different beautiful platforms. And I can't wait to be sharing little podcast posts and things like that there. So that is coming. We're going to be working really hard to get all that fun content to you.
It's going to be fantastic. And it'll also air on Forbidden Knowledge TV, which is going to be even better, a more broad audience that we're building right now. So I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you again. That was amazing. I do feel light. I feel better. I feel this warm sensation like in here, this tingling sensation that's building up. And so I'm looking forward to contacting my sister and talking to her a little bit, seeing when she's going to be coming back to the States and checking in with some family members as well. So this was great. Great. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you for trusting the work. I can't wait to see you more often. We'll do this and make it a steady thing.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys, Courtney Kang Sides. Don't forget, go to CourtneyKaneSides.com. The link will be under this video, wherever you see it. It'll also be in the caption of the podcast, wherever this podcast airs. So please go visit CourtneyKaneSides.com. All right, guys, we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DaysFree. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.